The Whiz Kids had won it, Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born, marijuana we would scorn. So down on the corner, the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball, Klazuski camp.
Lots of baseball this weekend. Brian McTavish is here. How are you, man?
I'm still recovering from that highly informative hour.
Man,
that was a great show.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
Wes Crenshaw is very, very good.
Yeah, yeah.
At what he does. Yes. Lots of baseball this weekend.
On to the national pastime.
Man, so much going on this weekend.
That's right.
Probably more going on this weekend than any other weekend you've ever been here before.
I'll go down that road with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go down that road.
Yeah.
Of course, it's the All-Star game.
Absolutely.
That's right. It's the Midsummer Classic.
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. But this is the weekend, the ramp-up, right? Major League Baseball fan attraction headquarters is the All-Star Fan Fest. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and yes, Monday and Tuesday.
I'm going.
Are you?
Yeah, with three youngsters in tow.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We're going to talk sex the whole way.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you betcha. Hot dog. It's at Bartle Hall. It's downtown. That's right downtown at the Kansas City Convention Center. You've got your autograph signings, your giveaways, your games, lots of official
lots of stuff.
MLB. I mean, there's a long, long list. But you know what would, you know, I think you and your kids are going to like? All the players. I mean, that song we were listening to, all the players, I mean, those guys are gone, I'm afraid.
Autographs are big with my crowd.
Just the Royals players alone, right? Check it out. I mean, and George Brett, Frank White, Willie Wilson, Willie Akins, John Wathan, Bo Jackson.
Mm.
I'll say it again.
Bo Jackson. Yeah.
Dennis Leonard, John Mayberry, Amos Otis, A.O., Brett Saberhagen, Hal McCray, Cookie Rojas, and Fred Patek.
You think Bo Jackson can still break a bat over his knee like he used to when he got ticked off when he struck out?
I don't want to find out.
Yeah.
But
man.
I'll tell you this. Fred Patek. Remember the image of Freddie Patek, so forlorn, and sitting with a towel over his head in the dugout after one of those killer playoff losses to the Yankees in the late 70s. I mean, your heart poured out to the guy. Plus, the cavalcade of baseball greats goes on. I mean, they're going to have downtown, Bartle Hall, FanFest, Raleigh Fingers, Dave Winfield, Ferguson Jenkins, Joe Carter, Gaylord Perry, Andre Dawson, Tony Gwynn, Lou Brock. When I was a kid, me and my brother got dropped off to a St. Louis Cardinals game, early 70s.
Look how excited you are. I love it.
I'm telling you what. Lou Brock, he was in the twilight, but even I knew who Lou Brock was as a young kid, right? Me and my brother, we weren't trying to antagonize Lou. We were so excited. We got great seats somehow, and every time he trots off the field, back to the dugout, Lou! Lou! First inning, he tips his hat. Second inning, Lou, he tips his hat. By the fifth or sixth inning, poor Lou. He just ignored us. It's not really much of a story, but I'll never forget it. You know. So this is going to be a great weekend. You can go. There's going to be a 10,000-square-foot baseball diamond with clinics by former players. Of course, Negro League legends will be there to talk. Batting cages for all ages. Hey, that rhymes. And women, you know, some of these gals who inspired a league of their own, right? The female baseball players of yesteryear, they'll be there. You got to check it out. Go to allstargame.com and have some fun.
And if you can believe it, there's other stuff going on around town this weekend as well. And let's begin with Jay Moore, the comedian.
Well, Jay Moore actually is in town, I think, primarily because of the All-Star Game. You know,
everybody's in town for the All-Star Game.
Right. You know, he began as a featured player on SNL back in the mid-90s. I'd forgotten about that. But he also has this sports-related broadcasting career. He substituted on the air for Jim Rome. He had an ESPN show called More Sports. But did you know he is of Scottish ancestry?
I did not.
He's doing a stand-up show. I think he'll touch on it at 8 o'clock Saturday at the Midland Theater. But if we can, let's listen to a little bit of the Scottish memories.
And I made a big mistake. I walked into a Scottish pub and ordered an American beer. Don't ever do that because they will just beat the crap out of you on the spot. I go up to the bar, and the bartender is hammered. And I can tell because he's hammered. He's got sawdust in his beard. He looks like Mick Foley from the WWE. F. Oh. I go, how you doing? Could I have an old Milwaukee? The bartender turns red as a brick, veins sticking out of his head, blood's dribbling out of his ears. He goes, old Milwaukee's a beer for Chris.
Okay.
I got to tell you. Okay.
Tell me.
Years ago, I walk into a bar across the street from Busch Stadium, the home of the Cardinals, but also Budweiser beer.
Mm-hmm.
True story. I'm not sure it's a story either, but I can't forget it. I walk into this bar. I casually order a Miller beer. There's no Miller beer in that bar.
There's no
Miller beer within 10 miles,
yes,
right?
This decision.
Guy looks at me like I'm out of my mind. I wasn't thinking. I was trying to make a friend. I had a bud, but he almost went for me. I couldn't believe it.
It happens.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. And what's this all about?
Well, come on, that's the theme song
from Adam's Family.
The Adam's Family. They are creepy and they are kooky and they are part of the retooled Broadway musical inspired by the TV and movie series The Addams Family, playing tonight through Sunday at Starlight Theater in Swope Park.
It's a good idea for a play.
It's a great idea for a play. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. The Addams Family or the Munsters, Steve? Pick one.
Addams Family.
Really?
Yeah.
Even as a kid?
Morticia.
Oh, well, case closed. Doctor, do you have any thoughts on Morticia? You're going with Herman Munster.
Yeah.
I brought you in, Doctor.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Munsters were more silly and slapstick. The Addams Family, you must have been a very sophisticated child.
Extremely.
The Addams Family was more subtle and sly. So anyway, it's made its way to Broadway. It had a good run. It was not a critic's darling. They retooled it. The musical adaptation of cartoonist Charles Addams' grimly amusing cartoons now on stage at Starlight. They emphasize now more so than they did on Broadway the key romantic relationship, back to relationships, between Morticia and Gomez. And let's face it, that was the foundation of the Addams Family. I mean, every time she spoke French, what did Gomez do?
Yeah, he swooned.
He was kissing up and down that.
Yes.
I love it when you speak French.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
great.
Yes.
So I think this will be very entertaining for all ages through Sunday at Starlight.
Tricks. Tricks. You got to use tricks. Tricks. Look here.
Man, what great lyrics. Sophisticated lyrics.
All right, I'm going to lay this on you. I don't think you know about this guy. Andre Williams, a crafty, crusty, over-the-top, legendary R&B figure, if there ever was one.
No.
He helped ring up cash registers with his music for sure since the 1950s, but he has been through the ringer as well, you know, drugs, homelessness, what have you. But, my gosh, he co-wrote Stevie Wonder's first tune, Thank You for Loving Me. He went on to invent something called sleaze rock. I wish we had more time to discuss this fascinating R&B figure.
9 p.m. Friday at the Record Bar.
Yeah, check it out. He's the real thing, and who knows what'll happen.
Light is sweet in the belly of the beast, in the belly of the beast, and with her song in your heart, it can never bring you down. It can never bring you down.
Sounds nice.
Does sound nice.
Does sound
nice. I picked a quiet one to go out on. That's Death Cab for Cutie. They'll be headlining 8 o'clock Sunday night, Crossroads, KC, downtown, as if enough wasn't going on, right?
Yes.
But Rolling Stone, here's how they describe Death Cab for Cutie, which hit it big in the 90s and still have something to say. Sweet indie rock, emphasizing gentle melodies and vulnerable, emotionally candid lyrics. Well said, Rolling Stone. I can't do better than that.
We're hearing all that right now.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You going to the All-Star Game?
Well, I can't get a ticket to the All-Star Game,
Steve. It's hard to get a ticket
to
the All-Star Game.
Are you going to the All-Star Game?
I am not going to the All-Star
Game. I want to go down to the All-Star Fan Fest and see.
I'll
you know, even if you can't get close enough to shake hands or get an autograph from one of these famous Royals players, you can wave, and they just might wave back. I bet they will.
Brian, thank you. All his picks are on our website, kcur.org. Tomorrow, reviews of the latest indie, foreign, and documentary films showing on area screens. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star. Have a great All-Star weekend, all, and you are up to date.